Proclamation number 3954 of 9th of January, 1947. God's Word, most personal expression of Himself. No death, eternal life. They are words of eternal life which are given to you, for they come from the mouth of God who wants to reveal Himself to you, His living creations. But God Himself is the life of eternity, therefore His life energy also flows continuously into infinity and takes shape in His creations and is the most personal expression of Himself in the Word. He Himself speaks a language to you humans which you can all understand if your heart listens to His voice. And if you hear it in your heart or mentally, you will live and never ever taste death in eternity. His Word is life itself, because it proceeds from eternal life. For God is from eternity to eternity the ceaselessly creating Spirit, the ceaselessly working Creator of heaven and earth. I.e., spiritual and earthly works of creation, which bear His life within themselves and testify to His never-ending power. And thus His Word is also strength and must also work as strength in the one who receives it into his heart. And he has to escape death, he has to get into a state himself where he can be constantly active, where he can create and enliven because he is permeated by God's strength. And thus you humans have a source of strength, a fountain of life, from which you can always and constantly draw, and every powerless state must be alien to you if you refresh yourselves with the divine word, and you need not fear any weakness, neither earthly nor spiritually, for God Himself speaks to you through His word, and this signifies an increased supply of strength if you are worthy of this grace. If you desire this grace and listen for His voice which sounds subtly and softly within you, you will live and never ever have to fear death, and life means to possess fullness of strength and to be able to cope with every spiritual and earthly demand placed upon you. In order to live physically you have to take food and drink, but your spiritual life demands the same. Food and drink for the soul. With this, remember God through His Word. He gives your soul the nourishment which sustains and matures it, which helps it from the weak, powerless state of death to a free, powerful state of life. He feeds and waters you so that you may live. Enjoy often the food that is offered to you from heaven, know that it is the most delicious thing that can be offered to you on earth, eat the bread of heaven and drink of the living water, and give thanks to the Father in heaven for His love and grace which He bestows on His children on earth. For He wants you to live for eternity, so that you will not fall into the state of death where His strength cannot touch you because you close your hearts yourselves. You are destined for eternal life and only His Word can introduce you to it, therefore accept it, let the Word itself speak to you and be aware of the immense grace which God Himself bestows upon you, because He loves you from the start and wants to win you for eternity. Amen.